20 minutes to go 3 blocks. Some idiot jumps off a building, but the cops got traffic going every which way. I mean, for God's sake, if you're gonna kill yourself, you know, at least have the decency to wait until after rush hour. Where have you been? I'm out here talking to myself.
Well, it must be nice to have someone to agree with you for a change. So now, do me a favor and keep talking to yourself because I have to cram for a psychology test.
Psychology, yeah, right. How hard can it be? Hi, you hate your mother. That'll be $100.
As opposed to get lots of rest and drink plenty of fluids, that'll be 150. Now, if you'll excuse me, this guy Brad's coming over to help me study. He's a psychology major.
Oh, Brad, the psych major, huh? Let me guess. Long hair, sandals, has that pretentious college kid smirk you want to smack off with a baseball bat?
Jeez, Becker, you've never even met him. It's like you pre-hate him.
Saves time. And just so you know, the only reason why he's helping you is because he wants to sleep with you.
Now, why would you say something like that?
He's a college kid. Basically, that's a penis with a backpack.
John. Oh, I'm glad you're here. Listen, do you think you could squeeze me in for a physical today?
Yeah, I suppose so. What's wrong?
I think I might be running into some health problems. You see, I met this girl who's into astrology, right? She told me.
Astrology? Oh, congratulations, Red. Psychology just moved up a notch.
Becker, astrology goes back thousands of years.
Thousands of years ago, people were crapping in their hats. It's just another dumbass system created by the tiny-minded to deal with the complexities of human life. Because rather than think for themselves, it's easier to believe that our fate is controlled by some great apocalyptic voodoo monkey in the sky.
See what you did?
All I know is that there's a lot of bad juju out there, and I can't quite see it coming. Are you going to help me or not?
Fine. Come by around noon.
Okay.
That's when the sun god Ra has pulled his chariot halfway across the sky.
Okay, we only have a few appointments, so it should be pretty quiet.
Yes, Margaret.
And you know Walter Jackson is waiting in room 1.
Yes, Margaret.
And the supplies are coming in later this morning, right?
Yes, yes, and yes, Margaret. God, you didn't have to tell me everything like a million times.
Did you call the locksmith to fix the bathroom door?
Well, if he'd leave already, maybe I could get around to it. Come on, the lawyer said you have to be in his office exactly at 10.
I just don't feel right about this. Evelyn Crane was just a patient I got friendly with. Why would she mention me in her will?
Who cares? The important thing is you were nice to someone, and lucky you, they died. Think about it. You could come back rich.
If I can come back rich, I'm not coming back.
Walter, nice to see you again. New shoes?
The left one.
Okay. So how you feeling?
Good. But that's the problem. I read this article about people who can't feel pain, and I've been feeling fine lately. So it got me thinking, what if I'm one of those people? I mean, I could be in excruciating pain right now and not even know it.
Walter, that condition's called hyposensitivity, and I seriously doubt if you have it.
Well, I'd like to know for sure. Isn't there some kind of test you can run? Oh, thank God.
Always nice to see you, Walter.
Oh, but what if I do get that disease? How will I know?
All right, here. Home test kit.
Hi. Adler's Medical Supply. You want them all right here?
No, no. Why don't you leave the truck outside for a couple of months? If I want anything, I'll just go out and get it. Glenda, I'm gonna go to lunch. Oh, did Margaret remember to call a locksmith?
Oh, she must have forgotten. You know what I always say, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Oh, you want me to do it? I'll get right on it. Okay. Ooh.
locksmith, locksmith, lava lamps.
Ooh, I've been looking for one of those.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Ms. Wyborn. Evelyn's sister just arrived, so we can begin.
I didn't know she had a sister. Okay, let's do this. I gotta catch a shuttle to Atlantic City. And if I'm late for that buffet, all those old cockers gum down all the shrimp.
Oh, my God, you look
exactly like Evelyn. Well, we were identical twins, so that's the very first time I ever heard that. Who are you?
This is Margaret Wyborn. Your sister mentioned her in the will.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Well, I haven't lost anything yet. Let's hear the will first.
Actually, there won't be a reading as such. Ms. Crane recorded her final wishes on tape.
That's my sister. Even in death, she is a colossal pain in the ass.
Must run in the family.
Approaching the end of one's life brings back waves of poignant memories. But where to begin? How's about where you die and divvy up your stuff? Why not at the beginning? They say the day I was born was the hottest day in July.
Oh, God. Well, I guess you can kiss those shrimp goodbye.
Hey, Red. Well, the really classy places have lobsters in a tank. I suppose rats in a box could catch on.
Did you want something?
I was going to have a burger, but let's just say coffee and a muffin, definitely to go.
I'll be right back.
Can't believe in this day and age, you're still using rats to study psychology. You want to learn about people, use people. I mean, we got a city full of the homeless and a lot of subway tunnels. So who's the kid?
That's Brad, my study partner.
That's Brad? Oh, come on, Red, she's an embryo.
Don't start. And by the way, you couldn't have been more wrong about him. You said he'd hit on me, and you've been a perfect gentleman.
Well, of course he's not interested in you. You are a little, what's the word I'm looking for here? Oh, yeah, old.
What did you say?
Sorry, Grandma. I said you're a little...
I am not too old. Boys his age fantasize about women like me. Women that are...
Old?
No.
Mature?
No.
Seasoned?
No.
Experienced?
No.
Been around the block?
No. Sophisticated.
Yeah, that's it. By the way, you have a little hamburger stuck in your hair there.
He doesn't think I'm too old. If I paid him the slightest bit of attention, he'd be following me around like a puppy dog.
That's because you still have a little hamburger there.
Chat's over. Here's your food. If you don't say another word, it's on the house.
Way too old for him.
Oh, Linda, can I see you for a second, please?
Okay.
What? Where are you?
Over here.
Where?
I'm over here.
Well, where the... Meet me in the kitchen.
Okay, here's the thing. There was a slight mix-up in our supply order.
20,000 syringes?
That was supposed to be 200.
50,000 tongue depressants?
That was supposed to be 500. See, those aren't zeros. I was doodling, and I guess my little moon faces look like zeros to them when I faxed it in.
Well, why didn't you tell the delivery idiot just to take it all away?
I heard that.
Okay, here's the other thing. Before the delivery guy left, he used the bathroom, and the lock got stuck. So even if he did want to take it away, which he didn't because you pissed him off, he couldn't. So, in a way, this is kind of your fault.
Did you call the locksmith?
Why does everyone keep asking me that? I'm not incompetent.
Did you?
Well, I was about to when you came in.
Hey, get me out of here. I'm behind on my route, and I missed lunch.
How about I slip 2,000 pizzas under the door?
You can't see, but I'm making a gesture in here. Hey, the lights just went out.
Sorry, I'll get right on it.
The
rat and the maze serve as a behavioral model for a man and his world.
What is it with men and models? You know, I used to be a model.
I wasn't talking about that kind of model. I meant a model for society, you know, a paradigm. Boy, you're lucky I'm helping you. Anyway, when the rat's environment is no longer stable, his behavior becomes unpredictable.
What do you mean the locksmith will be here when he gets around to it? This is an emergency. Am I the only one in this neighborhood who remembers that we're all here to help each other?
Dr. Becker!
Oh, what now?
It's Teresa Campbell. I need your help. Where are you?
Over here. What happened?
Oh, Jimmy hit Sean with his hockey stick and cut his cheek.
Don't you kids ever do this kind of stuff on weekends? Cut's not that bad. Go on back to room one. Linda, I need betadine, gauze, and butterfly bandages.
Okay, here's the thing.
No more things! Don't tell me you didn't order any bandages.
I ordered 10,000. I'm just not sure where they are.
Well, here's an idea. Look!
That summer, we all went to the beach. Mother said if you would hold a shell up to your ear, you could hear the ocean.
For a woman with emphysema, she sure talks a lot.
Excuse me, I know I'm not family.
No.
But I think Evelyn was sweet.
So's a jelly donut. You ever try talking to one?
You are being very rude.
Hey, I put up with her boring stories all my life. What'd you do, give her a mint on the bus?
I wish somebody would give you a mint.
So operant conditioning is just getting the rat to perform a desired behavior. If you want him to run the maze, put some cheese at the end. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about this movie that just came out. It's supposed to be really funny, and I just love to see it.
Well, if we get done studying early enough, you could still catch it.
Oh.
Oh, Reggie, could I ask you something? I feel kind of awkward bringing this up because I know I'm supposed to be tutoring you, but...
Oh, no, Brad, you can ask me anything. I mean, absolutely anything. In fact, I've sort of been expecting it.
So I wouldn't be out of line if I asked you to make me an egg salad sandwich?
Damn, Becker.
Hey, Reg, I know it's none of my business, but this Brad guy sounds a little young.
He's not that young.
Could you cut the crust off my sandwich?
Crust off. You got it.
Now listen, I gotta run to Becker's for my physical. You two have fun.
Hey, Rick. You know how women are always trying to change guys? Well, now you got one that'll probably need changing every couple of hours.
Brad, do you just want the sandwich or can I give you a little something on the side?
No, just the sandwich. Now this is fascinating. I removed the cheese from the maze, and it upset his entire sense of reality. It's like his whole world has descended into total chaos.
Jimmy? Jimmy, I'm gonna show you. Come back here. Real skeleton. Jimmy? Jimmy, that is not a toy.
Let the doctor make it better. Mommy's gonna kill you. Sean.
Where are the bandages?
I'm trying to find them.
Is the electrician here yet?
No, not yet. So you're gonna be able to open the door or not?
I'm working on it. It's rusted.
Yeah, what is this? National Incompetence Day?
Linda, will you answer that damn phone?
Oh, all right. Hello, damn doctor's office. Yes, I do want to buy a love lamp, but I don't have time right now.
Dr. Becker, I got Sean in the exam room, but now Jimmy's missing.
Don't lose Sean. Okay. Help us find Jimmy, will you?
Ow! Jeez! I just smashed my hand.
Oh, why does everything happen to me?
All right, does that hurt?
Ow! Jeez.
All right. Second door on the right. I'll take some x-rays.
Damn it, I can't function like this. I need Margaret. Where's Margaret?
And then, on my 17th birthday, Father hosted a garden party. And that was the night he gave me my first sip of champagne.
I am starting to think this woman bored herself to death.
Everyone went to bed early that night except for me and my sister's fiancé, Charlie. That's the night I lost my virginity.
Well, I'm not in that big of a hurry.
It was the beginning of an affair that lasted 45 years, even after Charlie's marriage to my sister, Edith.
Hello.
Every chance we got, we snuck out to a motel. I would put on outfits, and Charlie would spank me and call me his little whore. We could have married, but the thrill of our affair was too delicious to ruin with the drudgery of marriage. That I left to Edith. And that's all I left her.
Hey, Drusil.
What?
You might want to watch this. It really picks up near the end.
I put on outfits. Charlie would spank me.
Huh?
Call me his little whore.
Anyway, when the rats finally accept that there will never be any cheese at the end of the maze, it's...
Are you, gay?
What?
We have spent the entire day together, and all we've talked about is rats. Don't you find me attractive?
Well, yes, sure I do.
Then did it occur to you at some point to ask me out?
Yeah, especially a while ago when you were pressing your breast against my arm.
Then why didn't you?
Well, I was nervous.
Now, there's no reason to be nervous. Go ahead, give it a shot.
Wow, okay. So, do you want to go out? Is that a yes?
No. But thank you for asking.
What?
Oh, this is so great. Becker was so wrong. I am so not too old for you.
Then why don't you want to...
Okay, enough fooling around. Let's get back to the rats.
Okay. Well, when there's no cheese in the maze, are you sure you don't want to...
Come on, rat boy. I've got a test to take.
Okay. Well, it's at this point that the rats really begin to turn on each other.
Get back here!
Linda, help Teresa catch the kids! And find me those damn bandages!
What about the kids?
First do what I tell you, then do what I told you!
You know, yelling doesn't solve anything!
Oh, yes, it does. It makes me feel better.
Come on, get me out of here!
Shut up! I'm working on it!
Is Dr. Becker's office?
Jake, over here. Go on down to the exam room. Second door on the left.
Oh. I told you! That's not a test! Got it! Oh!
You broke my nose! You broke my nose!
Oh, I hate when I do that.
Oh, come on. Just because you hear an alarm, does that mean you have to come racing over? Okay, all right, it does.
Thank you, Dr. Becker.
Yeah, Teresa, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What in the world would make you decide to have all those kids?
The key word here is decide.
Gotcha.
Sorry about the fire alarm.
Don't worry about it. In one of those days. Look, you're fine, Jake. Just don't listen any more of that astrology crap.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Although I am an Aries, and she did say that that's a fire
sign. Go get out. Go on.
You won't believe what happened to me today. I sat in that lawyer's office for hours. You know what that old lady left me? A videotape of her life story. I swear, if I... What the hell happened here?
Okay, here's the thing.
And tomorrow night, Becca starts eating healthily and tries to control his temper, so everyone assumes he must be dying. Bit harsh, but probably fair. Next, though, Frasier has a blast from the past. Stay with us.